Just a quick note, I am not a licensed counselor. However, I will bring research based on my experience and other women's stories for this podcast. Thank you and enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Missing the Bus, a podcast about modern dating for women over 40s and beyond, with your host, Omay.
Good morning, good evening, and welcome to another episode of Missing the Bus. My name is Omay, on GB Rubio, and every week I will be giving tips and tricks for women in their 40s, 50s, and beyond, so that your dating life is fun, exciting, and at the same time safe. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to follow so that you receive notifications about future upcoming episodes. I also have a gaming channel called For Fun Series on Twitch, YouTube, and short dating advice and video blogs on TikTok. So before we go into the main subject, let's go for this new section that I call Dating Appetizers, where I discuss dating stories from celebrities and normal Joes or Janes. I have today, in this week, I have three interesting and fascinating stories that will make you informed about the dating world. This first story is very common, sadly, in the dating world. Take a listen.
All right, so I went out on a second date with a girl that I met on Facebook dating. It went pretty well. We made out, so went okay. And I was a gentleman, though. You know, I'm a perfect gentleman. It was a very respectful makeout session. I didn't try to push it or anything. But anyway, she made a comment afterwards, and she's like, when I first saw you tonight, I feel like so comfortable with you that I almost kissed you when I first saw you. But then I had to remind myself that we haven't like kissed or done that yet. So I thought that she was, you know, into it at the time. Then I texted her this morning, no reply, not a big deal. People are busy, so she's probably working. But then I went on Facebook dating, and she either closed her profile or blocked me or unconnected or something. So I'm still waiting to hear back if she texts me back. If, you know, she doesn't, no big deal. But is that how it is these days? Like, do you just avoid the awkward conversation of being like, hey, it's good to meet you, but I don't really see us going anywhere? Do you just like avoid any awkward conversations and just block people when you're done with them? Because that's what's easiest.
So let's go back to the basics. This guy is a single dad of three kids. His name is, I used to be immature on TikTok. If you want to know more information about him, go ahead and find him. He decided to date on the worst dating sites besides Plenty of Trash, which is Facebook dating. And he met this woman, and the date went well to the point that they were having a makeup session. And sadly and unfortunately, he got ghosted. So this is what is happening right now in the dating world, particularly when in the 30s or in the 40s or beyond that, where you meet a person and you have the date. The date went well, perfect, magical. And they don't even bother to call them back or text them explaining this is not the right person. Instead, they don't say a word. They just ghost. And I dealt with that before. It is insulting. It is just, they think that is a freaking game to just discard the person just because there's something wrong or just because they found some weakness or vulnerabilities or any physical traits that they obviously don't like. So instead of making them wasting their time, because that's what it is, dating right now, they're wasting time, effort, and money to meet people that they are unable to date. They cannot even date at all. Basically, I feel sorry for this man because obviously he just go there for the good intentions, even though, and I'm going to say this, even though the makeup session on the first date is a no-no, it's a complete no-no. He tried. He tried to have a date with this woman, and this woman ghosted. The same thing for women. You met a nice guy, and then the next day, oh, they forgot all about you. If you're playing this type of game, you shouldn't date. Because dating is for serious people who wants to have healthy relationships, who want to have marriages, who wants to have a fulfilling partnership with one another. This game of ghosting, it is so 2010. This is 2023. We have to be mature about this. We have to be conscious about who we date. Because not every person react that way. Many people will cry. Many people will get pissed. Many people will get violent at the moment of being ghosted. So tread carefully. Do not play with people's emotions, time, effort, and money. Otherwise, don't date. Let's go for the second story now. Take a listen.
How long were you there?
Why did that matter?
Because I asked.
And who are you?
April Michelle Butler.
And what's that mean to me?
Because I asked a question.
Why are you asking how long? Does it matter?
This clip is from a reality TV show on OWN TV, and it's named Ready to Love. It is on the 9th season, and I don't watch reality TV. I definitely don't watch it. Her name is April Michelle Butler. She was asking the questions with this guy about his marital status, and this guy make it a big deal. Either he's hiding something, or either he is not the so-called right time to answering her question. And he just went on the defensive. Ladies, if this guy or any guy that you dated and you ask a simple but important question, what is your marital status? And he reacted this way, you should end it. And that's what she did. In the long run, she just said, well, it was nice to meet you. Have a nice life and good luck. Arguing with someone that has secrets is a never-ending battle. That is a common red flag when you go on a date. If they don't disclose their history, their background, if they have any children, if their mom is still alive, if he had cars, he had income, or he had a house to live in, those questions are important so that you don't have to struggle. And the important factor about this, honesty is the best policy. If you keep secrets, later on, they're going to find out. It's like everyone and find out. So don't keep it to yourself. If you want a date, just tell the whole story. Be an open book. Because otherwise, it's going to hurt you and it's going to hurt your future partner. And let's go for the third and final subject.
This bill is only $115 and he told me to pay for my own food. It's... And you brought me here.
It's only $50.
But so what? It's the point. You brought me here. Why would I pay for my own food? I got money, but...
It's a 3 Long Island on here. I didn't even have a Long Island.
Okay, but you asked me what do I drink. I didn't know I was paying for my own stuff.
I mean, I had the transportation.
I'm gonna just pay for my own stuff. I don't even care. I can't believe this, y'all. This is real. Like, this is...
I had the transportation.
He really telling me to pay for...
It costs like $30 in gas to come out here.
$115. And I gotta pay for my own food. I might as well pay for it all.
This is so common with black men. I never see a story yet of white men, Asian men from Middle East, complaining, bitching, about paying the dinner, even though they invite the woman to go. This is humiliating for them. That means either they're broke, either they're cheapskate, and they demanded that the woman, even though the guy invited her, this poor woman had to pay for her part. Even though he said, oh, I just paid for the gas. I just brought you here with my car. Okay, so you invited her. Her expectations means you pay for the dinner on that date. And I always specify and I always tell when it's first dates, meet them at a coffee house if you don't want to spend a lot of money. So you guys can get sharing their opinions, sharing their information and whatnot. But this thing, top it off. This is what is going on with dating, especially in the Black community. This is the only community that they had it twisted when it comes to dating. Men expect women to pay for the whole bill or pay the half of the bill, even though the guy invited them. This is my example. I'm dating right now. And the first date, the man, my date, told me in a specific location to go on the first date. And I said, okay, that's fine. He paid for the whole thing. I put the tip. Yes, I'm being fair. If the man paid for the whole meal, you pay the tip. That sounds fair. In other cases, if you, a female, invited him to go on a date, you had to pay the bill. He had to pay the tip. It seems fair, right? But this man was complaining about, I brought you here. I spent $30 in gas. What car do you drive to spend $30? I'm just wondering. I'm just asking for a friend right now. Because it doesn't take me $30 to go. This is my example. It doesn't take me to $30 to go from this side to Nashville. It takes me $15, $20. But, and it's shameful. This is another example. Is the 50-50 crap Black men are putting into Black women. Oh, I'm going to pay supposedly half, so you have to pay half. That doesn't really work. Because Black women are fed up with that. And it keeps repeating. This story and many stories like this, it keep on repeating. That's why Black women are fed up with this. Black men had to be better. Otherwise, either they had to be lesbians or either they had to date outside of the race, which many won't do. To top it up, when you meet up a guy on a first date, make sure it's a coffee house. Make sure it's something cheap at first. If the date goes well and it goes right, the second date, make sure you be prepared to carry your own cash. If this guy are making excuses, drive your own car. Don't let the man drive you unless you are comfortable with him to avoid situations like this. And the final thing is make an exit strategy. This woman paid for their own meal for his soy ass and herself, and just went her merry way and kick him to the curb. Because like I said in my TikTok videos, he belongs in the streets. Because basically, a man wouldn't do that. A man wouldn't do this type of crap. We have to get our crap together. And basically be emotionally able adults. Okay, before I go into the main course, there is a show every Saturdays from 5 to 7 Central. It is on WHNA in Nashville. WHNA FM in Nashville. And the show is Mojo's Attic. He plays classic rock, classic blues, deep cuts, and oddities. So don't forget to listen to Mojo at WXNA.org or the radio station, which is an FM. And now let's go back to the basics, which is the title. I have to put the title in it. The five biggest sins that guys commit in relationships. Dating or courtship and marriage. It's a cycle. So in 2023, guys, unfortunately, in the dating world have been a complete disaster because of tons of horror stories by women from dating to courtship to marriage. And they had to get their heads out of their butts. The guys, I mean. They had to identify their faults and they had to fix it before they engage into a relationship. This subject is mainly for guys. Next week is going to be subject for ladies too, because I had to put that in there. So sadly, they just want a woman to score. They just want a woman to play around. But they don't know that word, F around and find out. They don't know that. They don't want a healthy relationship, most of them. Most guys, there are some guys that they are unsure what they're going to do once they meet someone. They always say, I'm not sure. When they're not sure, you have to think and meditate. What are you doing? So I come up with five things that guys have to be aware of when they're going to meet the one, or they're going to meet their partner when it comes to relationships. And if they don't do that, I cannot say, oh, you had to do all of them. No, you had to do what you had to do. If you don't follow those rules or those tips or that advice, women are going to be disgusted. They're going to be insulted. They're going to be humiliated and they're going to be hurt because of your choices, because of your inability to change. So, and it's going to destroy your relationship with your significant other, your partner, your wife, the one. So I got five things that you guys have to know before you engage in a relationship, before you getting into the dating world. And the number one subject that I'm going to put is the lack of chivalry. You heard that right? Lack of chivalry. The meaning of chivalry, it is courtesy behavior that of a man towards women. It is an act of being polite. It is an act of kindness, honor, and respect towards women. There is past examples of that, and many women are complaining about this now, and it's opening the doors for them to enter a place or a car when they're going on a date. Also, they let the women sit and then they push the chair at the table. Another thing, and this is, I read an article like a few days ago, and it's about modern chivalry. And one of the things that I noticed is they have to check on you when you leave, and you have to let them know that you arrive at your destination. Like, for example, a guy tells you, let me know when you're home, so he know that you are safe. It's not like, oh, like some calculated thing. No. It is also a part of chivalry. Another thing, the modern dating is, when you text, especially guys, when you text or when you receive a text from your date, you immediately have to text her back. the biggest mistake that men or guys does is that they receive the text and they forgot about it, or in other cases, the timing isn't right and they delayed in the texting, and it goes like 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours go by. She is sending you a text. She is interested in you. Your priority will be answering her in a timely manner, because otherwise she's going to think, oh, he's not interested. If you're not interested in that person, in that lady, text her or call her and let her know, hey, I'm not interested. This is not going anywhere, so I have to let you go. And many men doesn't do that. They just keep on playing. Lack of chivalry makes the women uncomfortable, make the women think that you are a jerk, that you don't care about her needs. Is it that easy to just care about the woman that you are with instead of doing it wrong? Chivalry takes practice. Practice, practice, practice. In order to just impress your woman, you have to act those things. Because otherwise, you're going to be, I cannot say you're going to be alone, but I'm going to say you are going to be having a long time being single. Is that where you're going? Chivalry is super important for ladies. So practice that. Get more information about acts of chivalry. Practice it. And then you would tell me, hey, thank you for that. My girl or my day have been happier now because I just do acts of kindness towards her. And this is also important to that act of chivalry. When you're living together, wash the dishes, cook, clean when she's ill. That's another subject that I'm going to add. That's another act of chivalry. You respect her. You honor her. You want her to feel comfortable. Just one act will make her happy. Two acts will make her blessed. Plenty if the relationship will last a long haul. Okay, let's go for another subject of the biggest things. And it is comprehend and understand women's physical and emotional changes. Fascinating, right? There is a lot of stories regarding when the woman gets into labor and the man doesn't even understand or clue what she's going through. They don't even understand when their date is having a period, having hormonal changes, having PMS. They don't understand that. In order to understand your women, you have to understand her physical, her body. Not everything had to be with having sex and that's it. It is also dealing with her mood swings, dealing with her anger, because women will get angry before they get their period. They get emotional when they deliver a baby. They get tired. They get exhausted because they don't even know how long it takes to deliver a baby. And this is one of those mistakes that men does to women. And then they think that, oh, she delivered the baby and, oh, I could do whatever with her when I want to. And that is not cool. That is not right. Women takes time to heal, particularly when after the pregnancy, after the delivery. And don't forget about menopause. Don't forget about that either. Women have been through the changes in their whole lives. And men are the only creatures in this earth that don't understand how we go through. This is a relationship killer. In relationships, and he manages as well. So your priority is, you have to learn biology. You have to learn how women are, how their reproductive system is. Name it. Understand what it does. Learn about her cycles. Yes, you have to learn about her menstrual cycles. Why? Because that is another act of chivalry. If that woman is crying, sobbing, being freaking emotional, you just have to support her. You just have to be comprehensive with her, understanding her. You can buy her maxi pads. You can buy her tampons. You can buy her chocolates. Or any desire that she had when she's pregnant too. Her binge, her urges to eat something weird, her cravings, that's the right word for it. You have to understand her biology in order to just understand how her personality is too. This is not simple. And I tell you that this is not simple to understand how women act, works, do whatever. If you don't understand the physiological and the emotional and the mental issues that she has, how the hell do you want a wife or a girlfriend or a partner? This is very important. This is very essential if you want your relationship to last in a long run. If you don't understand it, how the hell are you going to understand her as a whole? The next one, it is being emotionally shut down. Not expressing your feelings, how you feel about a specific situation, problem, curiosity to her. Many women have been complaining about that. For example, you're not communicating where are you going, or you're not communicating what you're going to do, what your plans are at this moment. And the women have to be the biggest psyche in trying to figure it out. What are you going to do? Also, when they feel uncomfortable, when the men feel uncomfortable, or when the men feel a little bit depressed or a little bit struggling, they don't talk to their wife. It is important that communication has to be an open source for healing, for understanding, for information. If you don't do that, if you don't communicate to your wife or your significant other or your girlfriend or your date, how the hell do you want a healthy relationship? If you don't tell what you're feeling, what is going on, this is critical for relationship to build up, to grow. Otherwise, it's going to be a disaster. The woman is going to say, he don't want to talk about it, so I'd rather do my own things. And he does his own things. If there's no communication, there's no way that your relationship is going to last. Men have to be open with their feelings. And this is kind of a myth that men had to have the pants in the relationship. They had to have the control and the dominance, and they don't expect anything. Men are human beings too. They have feelings. They have dreams. They hurt. They get angry. And right now, the lack of communication break marriages, dates, relationships, you name it. Man, you have to be open. You have to express your curiosity. You have to express your stress. You have to express your issues. Because how the hell do you want to get healed if you don't tell, if you don't express how you feel? I'm just wondering. The next subject would be cheating and lies. This is common. This is all too common in relationships. You spend years, decades with these women, and just because of what I told before, if you're not comprehensive towards women in the physical sense, when they are in their period or when they are emotional, this will happen. They cheat because, number one, they don't want to head things head on. Number two, they cannot express how they feel. It all takes change. Number three, because they think all about is themselves. Cheating is dangerous. It could make a woman bitter. It could make a woman alcoholic. It could make a woman destroy emotionally, physically, mentally. Cheating is the ultimate betrayal when it comes to relationships. And I'm talking to the men, to the guys that think, oh, she's not going to find out about it. No, she will. When she sees the bill of your credit card and see all those charges, unnecessary charges to a fancy restaurant that she didn't go, or clothing that she didn't get, or gifts that she didn't receive. That is part of a lie. You're lying her. You're lying to her about where you're going, about what you're going to do. Because cheating and lying goes together. It is dangerous. You don't know what you got until it's gone. That's a common saying. She have been in the good times and on the bad times with your sorry ass. And man, if you're going to do this, just end the relationship. End the relationship. Don't string her along. Don't drag her into the mess that you're going to create. And then it is a living hell cleaning it up. Another thing, what would happen if the mistress gets pregnant? What are you going to do about it? Because it takes two to tango, not one person. It is devastating. It is dangerous. Because there's stories that women are in prison because they decided to do the unthinkable to the guy that betrayed her. This is not funny. I am not laughing. I am not smiling. This is serious. It can create trust issues for her. When she's going to be open up about dating, the trust issues will pop in. If you had children, your children are going to hate you for it. They're not going to talk to you. They're going to say, oh, yeah, he's my father. He's cheating on my mom, because that's what it is. That's the reality. So before you commit those things, leave the relationship. Leave your marriage. It will save a lot of tears in the long run. A lot of heartaches. A lot of broken relationships. And don't lie. Be honest about your feelings. Those things that I tell you before goes hand in hand. They're being emotionally shut down. That's the cause too. Don't shut down. Express how you feel. Don't lie about it. Be honest about her. That's how a relationship should work. Express how you feel about a certain issue. Because cheating is dangerous. Cheating is bad. And cheating destroys relationships. Like a wildfire. Let's go for the last one. Broken promises. And I'm going to tell my experience about that. It could happen to anybody. It could happen since childhood. I have been promised to go to a beach or to go to a park. I promise that I'm going to take you to the park, or I'm going to take you to the beach, or I'm going to take you to the mall. And most of the times, it doesn't come through. So as an adult, I don't even trust any word a man or a woman says or plans to do. This is the consequence. Lying, telling a promise that it doesn't come true. That will break her trust. That will break her self-esteem as well. Because if you don't act, if you don't do those things, she is going to feel betrayed. She is going to feel lied to. She is going to feel like she is not important in your life. One suggestion. If you cannot deliver, don't do it. Another example. I'm going to propose to you and it didn't happen. Or I'm going to marry you and it didn't happen either. But instead, you just drag her along with you. How does it make you feel? Does you make you feel crappy? Or does you make you feel your ego boost? Because there is some guys that does that kind of things. And it doesn't help them and it doesn't help their partner to grow in a relationship. It is simple as that. When you promise, you deliver at the right time. If you promise her, I am going to give you a house, you have to deliver the house. If you promise, I'm going to get the best job, you have to deliver that. Even as simple as going to the market and get what she wants to get. I'm going to the supermarket and I'm going to buy ground beef so you can cook. It doesn't take rocket science to know that you have to go to a supermarket, get ground beef. And when you get home, she could cook a nice dinner for you. But if you don't do that, if you promise and you don't deliver the ground beef, how does she make herself feel? Duped, lied, betrayed. That is a strong word, but I had to put it in there so you can react. Broken promises equals destroyed trust. Think about it for a minute. Before you saying those words, I promise, what do you want to promise on? Because she trusts you to do a task. And if you don't deliver that task, you're going to be an asshat, basically and honestly. So to recap those five deadly sins that men commit in relationships, lack of chivalry, practice it. Learn new acts of chivalry to your date or to your girlfriend, to your partner, or to your wife. It will help her greatly. Number two, comprehend and understand women's physical and emotional changes. Understand her when she's on PMS, when she's on her period, when she becomes pregnant, when she delivers the baby, after the baby gets born. Understand her emotional changes after that. Understand also menopause. Read books about how women works in the physical aspect. Learn about her reproductive system. Because otherwise, you're not psychic. Otherwise, you're going to be also an asshat. Women need to relax. Women need to be comfortable. If you don't do that, that's the end of the relationship right there. Number three, being emotionally shut down. If you don't express how you feel, how the hell do you want her to know what's wrong with you? We have our intuitions, but we are not psychic. We are not an empath. We are not Madame Phoebe from Charm. We're not that. I'm sorry. If you don't express your goals, your happiness, your sadness, what is bothering you? What is annoying you? How the hell do we know what is going on? Communication is key. If you don't do it, you're screwed. Number four, cheating and lies. It doesn't need an introduction. You sleep around, it's gonna find out. In the long run, it can destroy your family. It can destroy the wife that you live with or your girlfriend or your partner. And it can destroy your children too, if you have any. And before you do that, end the relationship. because it will cause her trust issues in the long run, and your children too. And the last one, broken promises. Don't do plans that you're not going to do. You do it, you say it, you do it. That's it. Otherwise, it will fall also in a category of lies. She will have trust issues when you don't deliver what you promise. That's a fact. So this is it. I'm glad to be here. And before I leave, I'm going to apologize for the delay in the latest episodes. I have been dealing with some issues that are still out of control, and I'm trying my best to do this thing in a timely manner, but things happens, issues happens, and I had to, in order to deliver the podcast, I had to make sure that everything is all right. When it's not all right, I had to announce it on TikTok about what am I going to do. So once again, I apologize for the delay, but I'm going to try my best to post it as fast as possible. I only had 2 episodes left of this final season of Missing the Bus. And that is all. Thank you for listening. I hope you're doing everybody great. This is Omei on ETV Rubio signing off. Join me next week for another episode if things are very all right now. And I hope to see you guys later on. Take care, everybody. Next week is going to be the 5 biggest sins women commit in relationship. I'm not going to leave this because it is also important. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful week.
Thank you for listening to Missing the Bus. Join us every week for the latest on the good and bad stories of modern dating. Don't forget to follow for fun series at Twitch, TikTok, and YouTube for more additional content. Created, produced, and edited by Ame Anajiri Rubio. Music by Tim Madge at jmn.com.